room from where we were. Middle of bays on the bays by the two dots.
That's an ideal time.
Okay, we said in the mission of Zach Kala Tola Bahasnasai, if we finished off in the mission that this is the general rule, if somebody makes his action dependent on base sins, or if he makes it dependent on his own opinion, then he's chayev, his own individual carbon, whereas if he's totally based in, then he's mother. So the question is, when in general, when a Mishnah mentions a klal, that klal, it's usually meant to add something that we didn't mention before.
So initially, klal comes to exclude.
No, that klal usually comes to include something. You have specific cases that mention the Mishnah, and then you have a general rule that applies to more cases as well. So the Yisuriyamai, so what does the Zachlal come to include? So in the case of Torah Ba'atmo, it's the same thing. The case of Torah Ba'atmo, another case besides the cases that we mentioned in the Mishnah, such as where you have a member of the Beis Din or a Talmud who's Roy Lahira, who knew that they were wrong and followed it anyway because he thought Mitzvah Shmoy Dibra Chachamim, another case that the Mishnah is implying, is included, is Mevayet Bahira. If you have a person who regularly disobeys Beis Din. So now, that's something else. That's a Mumer we were talking about. A Mumer is somebody who habitually does a certain Aveda. Here we're talking about at various times Beis Din Paskin's things and he regularly disobeys them. Yeah.
So,
now, at one point, they paskin that a certain kind of chaylev is mutter, and he went and ate that chaylev. Is he going to be pastured with the carbon of the tzibur?
No.
That was the mumer with something else. The mumer is somebody who habitually violates certain mitzvahs. For example, he always eats chaylev. But here we're talking about different things. There's no one particular mitzvah that he's a mumer for. But that's the thing. I mean, it is included, but it's included based on the implication of our Mishnah. So if you have one time based in a task in something as far as Hilchos Shabbos, and he said it doesn't apply to me, and another time as far as Avodah Zarah, and another time as far as something else or whatever, and now it comes to Chaylev, and they pass in a certain type of Chaylev as Mutter, and he went ahead and ate it, that's not considered totally based in. It's mipi
avi all the time.
The fact that he ate this chaylev is not because Beis Din said so. It's because he decided on his own to do it. It's his own idea. So therefore, he's chayav.
Makes any difference if he's a knowledgeable person or not?
No, apparently not. The Rambam actually does. Well, yes, according to the Rambam, because the Rambam has a different understanding of mevayet bahara. The Rambam's understanding of mevayet bahara is not so much he disobeys them regularly, but like he feels, I don't need their harois. I know at least as much as they do. It's a similar concept, but it's not quite.
It's close,
but it's not quite the same thing. So that kind of case, again, he doesn't get exempted by the carbon of the tzibur. Torah based in, when we said Zach Klal, if he's Torah based in, what is L'Yisuri? What does that come to include? Hodu based in, suppose that based in made a decided a certain fact in, the Yadu Shato, and they realize that they made a mistake, the Chazu Behen, and they change their mind. But the Yochid didn't yet know that they changed their mind, and he went and followed them, he would still be potter, because that's still totally based.
He didn't know they changed their mind.
He followed their initial wrong Hodah, right.
So
that's the point. So the Mishnah is implying that. That's the point. The Mishnah, by using the word Zakhal, comes to include the question. Yeah, well. So the question is, Hobahed Yukatani. Well, you don't need the Mishnah to be implying that. We have in the next Mishnah, it says so clearly. Okay, the answer is Tony Vahadim Mepharish. It's common that a Mishnah will say something first by implication, and later on it'll say it more explicitly. But those in the next Mishnah.
Well, I'm sorry, what's the case? He's Mevayet Bahara.
Mevayet Bahara, therefore, he's chay of his own carbon. Therefore, we don't say he's exempted with the carbon of the tzibur. And the second case, Toilah Bebeistin, was where they paskin wrongly.
Yeah.
They paskin wrongly on Sunday, that it's mutter. On Monday, they realized their mistake. On Tuesday, this person didn't yet know that they had retracted it, and he went ahead and followed it. He'll still be positive. That's Toilah Bebeistin.
Well, he didn't know that they retracted it?
Right. He didn't know that. It's not so obvious. You would think.
What would you think if you didn't know that they changed?
You would think that maybe once they change their mind, they change their mind.
But until they do...
After they changed their mind, on Monday they changed their mind, on Tuesday he did it. He didn't know that on Monday they changed their mind. He didn't find that out yet.
So that's the point.
That's the point. Therefore,
How would you think that he's not totally based in if he didn't know?
Because you would think that the fact of the matter is on Monday they retracted, so now maybe it's...
The
chiddush of the Mishnah is that, okay, so that's it. So that's the point of Zach Kval, is that now we know. Okay. Fine. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zu Divir Rav Yehuda. All of this that we're saying in the Mishnah, that if a Yochid follows the Beis Din, then he's Potter under these circumstances, then he's Potter, that is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Chachamim say if an individual person acts according to Beis Din, he will be chayav his own individual carbon. Only if a majority of the people follow it will it be potter. Will they be potter? Say the Chachamim. Okay, my Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda
says?
Rabbi Yehuda says even if individuals do it. So the question is, my Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda says that? The answer is the Tanya. We learn in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, "Im nefesh achas techta b'shgoga ba'asoisa." The Pasuk says, if one soul sins b'shogig by doing, so you have three words in this Pasuk that are, you have three words in this Pasuk. You have three miyotim, three exemptions that it's saying. Nefesh, number one, you have that it said, in other words, what you do is like this. You take it as you take the word basoisa, you take the word techta rather, which is the verb that it did in Aveira, and apply it to each one of the words in the pasuk. You have nefesh techta, achas techta, and basoisa techta. You have three miutim in the pasuk that the techta is only under certain circumstances.
Nefesh
only
techta.
Nefesh, achas, and basoisa. Each of them is a miut that only in a certain case when they did the Aveira are they going to be chayav. So what are those three miyotim? So two of them, the Gemara is not mentioning over here. Rashi quotes them from a Gemara in Shabbos. Two of them have to do with Hilchas Shabbos. One is where one did the Akira, one lifted up something and the other one put it down. The other one has to do with when two people did a Malacha and each one of them could have done it by themselves. The third one, which we're quoting over here in the Gemara, the third one is Oisim Pi Asmei Chayev, only if the person follows his own knowledge or his own lack of knowledge, rather, is he Chayev, Mipi Vairoth Beis Din Potter. But if he goes according to Beis Din, then he's Potter, regardless whether he's an individual or a member of the majority, because Nefesh Achas Kasa. It's one individual person does the Avera, and only if he did it because of his own Shgoga. That's
the
Rabbi Yehuda.
That's the Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim would say what?
My Rabbanon. Well, the Chachamim would say, we don't learn that limud. They would say he's Chayev. My Rabbanon, so where do we see that the Rabbanon say differently? Like this, Titania. You have a Braisa that starts by discussing the whole issue of when is a carbon brought? Only if one person does an Aveda by himself, not if two people do it together. Continues the Braisa at one point, the Gemara is only quoting here part of the Braisa. Still, if we didn't have an extra word in the pasuk, you would think miut kol shachasu chayav, and only if a minority of the kol did the saveda would they be chayav a carbon. And the reason would be she'en based in mevi'in ayudei empire, because based in is not going to bring a power on their behalf. But roiv kol shachasu yuk turin, you would think that if most of the kol did an aveda, then they should be you would think that they should be potter from their own individual korbanos. Should they based in Mavian al yudei empire? Because after all, based in can bring a power on their behalf. So why should they be chayv in their own individual korban? Talmud lema may amaret. Therefore, no. The pasuk says that some of the people of the land did it, meaning afilu ruba afilu kulos. So even if the majority of the people did it, even if all of them did it, they're going to be chayv of their own individual korban. So before we get to how we see what the Rabbanan are saying as far as the din of Par Halam Davash Al-Tzibur, we first have to figure out what the Braisa is saying. What is the scenario? What is the scenario here that we're saying, that the Braisa is saying that even if most, or even if the entire Tzibur did something, they would be chayiv individual korbanos. What's the scenario? Elaim of the Shigas Maisa. Or are we talking about that just each person, they made a mistake, they forgot that chaylev is osur, and they ate some chaylev or whatever. In other words, there was no hayra, based in shaloi b'hayra, and there was no hayra based in involved. Well, then based in maya v'detayu. Then what is based in doing over there? What is the braisa saying? What is the braisa saying that you would think that the roiv of the kohal shouldn't have to bring a korban because based in is bringing a korban on their behalf? If there's no hayra, then there's no hayra, then based in doesn't come into the picture. Based in shaloi b'hayra'ah, based in mimaisu shaloi b'hayra'ah. If there's no hayra'ah based in, then is based in b'chalal bringing a korban? Obviously not. It has to be that based in themselves are the ones had to paskin. Ela b'hayra'ah. So it must be the braisa is talking about a case where based in paskin. They gave a hara. And the Braisa is saying, and the Braisa is saying that that when you had that, that the miut of the kol would be chayev, and you would think the roiv of the kol should be potter, but you have a pasuk that implies that, that all of them are chayev. So the question, though, still is, the question is, that doesn't work either.
You would have a miut.
The question, the Braisa seems to be saying that the Braisa seems to be saying there could be a scenario where the entire Jewish people did an Avera and there's still going to be chayiv individual korbanos. But if that case is there was no Hiraf and Beis Din, then obviously there were going to be chayiv individually. There's no korban and Beis Din. So evidently the Braisa must be talking about a case where there was a Hiraf. So now the question is, though, that still doesn't work because this pasuk that we're quoting, is not referring to a case of a hara. It's just referring to a case where people individually did something by mistake. So therefore, so what hara? It doesn't matter. The point is it ended up being the entire Jewish people, but they didn't do it. But if we're saying they did it based on hara, but how are you referring? How could the Braisa be referring to Hora and quoting from a pasuk that doesn't involve Hora? The pasuk that it's quoting, Me'ama Oretz, is talking about a case where individual people did an Avera. So even if it happens that those individuals to end up being the majority or the entirety of the people, nevertheless, though, where is the Hora? So either say so you don't understand the Braisa. Either way, if there was no Hora, then you can't talk about Beis Din being involved. And if there was a Hora, then you bring the wrong pasuk. You bring a different pasuk. No, for hara. The question is, if it's a hara, then you have to bring a pasuk. Well, you have to bring a pasuk that mentions the hara, that mentions earlier in Parshas Vayikra, where it talks about the Sanhedrin making the mistake, not the pasuk nefesh achas ba'asoisa, which is talking about an individual's mistake without hara. So what is it? Elolav hachikamar. So Elolav hachikamar. So must it not be? We must understand the braita as follows. If a minority of the kohol made a mistake and did a maisa of an avera then they're chayav a cousin she'ein based in mivin aydan power b'hara, because based in is not going to bring a power for them even if there was a hara, implying ha'hein chayavin, implying even if there was hara involved, if it was a mute of the kohol that did the avera, nevertheless, they're still going to be chayav of their own individual korbanos. The Braisa seems that's what the Braisa is implying. That if they did it without hayra, then of course they're all chayav individually. There's nothing to talk about. But even if they did it with a hayra, but it was a miut, nevertheless they're still chayav for their own individual korbanos.
What do you mean? They all did it and it was
miut. Not they all did it. Based in Paskin and a minority of the people followed it. Again, let's look inside. Miut kohol shechotzer b'shigas ma'isa. If a miut of the congregation of the Jewish people, less than 50%, did the avera chayoven, the chay of their individual korbanos, the reason is she'ein
small group.
She'ein based in mevi'in aydehen par. She'ein based in mevi'in aydehen par. Because Beis Din is not going to bring a par on their behalf b'hara because of their hara ha'hein chayoven. Therefore, in other words, implying that even if there was hara involved, because only a minority followed it, they were going to be chayav. And it was a minority. That's the chachamim are saying. The chachamim are saying you need a majority. That's the point. The chachamim we see. We're trying to figure out where the chacham, where we see that the rabbanim say that. We see in this braisa that this is what we're saying.
They're a minority.
Because they're a minority, it has to be a majority in order to be chayav. In order for the public carbon, for the tzibur. Yeah. You would think, continues the Braita then, that if Roiv of the Tzibur did the same Avera, not involving Hara, Yuk Turin, you would think they should be Potter, Shade based in Mivian Alain Pab Hara, because if there was a parallel case involving Hara, then Beis Din would bring a korban for them. So maybe in this case they should be Potter. Therefore the Pasuk says no. The word Me'ama Oretz implies even the majority of the people. So now we understand what the Braisa is saying. There are four possible cases. There was Maisa without Hora, and a minority of the people did that Maisa. There was Maisa without Hora, and a majority of the people did it. There was Maisa with Hora, and a minority, and there was a Maisa with Hora, and a majority. The Braita is saying the only case where there's going to be a parhelim, davar shel tzibur, and the yechidim are going to be potter from bringing their own individual kavanas is that fourth case, where there was a hira and most of the people followed it. In any of the other three cases, if it was a miut, then we're saying hira or no hira, they're chayiv in their own individual kavanas. You would think that if there was a roiv without hira, they should be potter, because had there been hira, they would have been potter. No, therefore we have the word in the pasuk, me'am ha'aretz, to teach us that in that case, they're chayiv. Each individually is chayiv, their own individual kavanas, if there was a roiv without hira, right.
So there's a miut, they're chayiv individually. They're not chayav.
There's no parhelim davar shel tzibur, right?
If there's a rov without a rov,
also
same thing.
Only if there was a rov at the third case is where there was a mute with a rov.
Right.
There was a hara, but only a mute following.
Every case is a mute, or there's no hara and there's a rov.
Right.
Those are three.
That's what the rabbanon. That's what the chachamim are saying. That's what the braita is saying. And since we had Rabbi Yehuda saying before that even a yachid can be potter from his carbon as long as there was a hara, then it means this braita has to go according to the chachamim. Hara means because based in Paskin, in a certain sense it's not his fault, but nevertheless, only if the roiv of the tzibur followed that hara, only then do we see we bring a korban on behalf of the tzibur. According to the chachamim.
Why can they bring the korban
themselves?
If they themselves ate the chalav, they will. That's the point. Hold on. No. So listen. They gave the mistake in Hira. It's not just any Rabbanim, by the way, it's based in Agava, we said at the beginning. It's the Sanhedrin Gerla of 71. Yes, they paskin wrongly, and maybe even they themselves ate the actual chelev. There can be, so that's what we're saying. There's cases, it doesn't matter. There can be cases where you bring a korban on behalf of the whole Jewish people collectively for that. According to Rabbi Yehuda, all that you need for that is Hara, that based in Paskin, that they should do it.
No question.
Doesn't matter me or to Rav, as long, whoever followed it is going to be covered by that carbon. According to the Chachamim, you need a majority of the people had to have followed it. If a minority of the people followed it, you will still say that each one of them brings their own individual carbon. If the members of the based in themselves ate Chela, they'll also bring their carbon. If they didn't, they won't. Right. They're part of the minority. Right.
The only case on Chachamim where they bring Parhelim Tzibur is when there's a Rav.
And there was a Hara.
And
right.
And
Hara.
And Hara.
So therefore we see from this Braisa that when a Miut followed the Hara, the Chachamim are saying there's no Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. That's the point we were trying to get at. That when our Mishnah says that a Yachid followed the Beis Din, then we said he's Potter, that only works according to the Yehuda. According to the Chachamim, that would only work if that Yachid was a member of the Rav who also followed Beis Din. I'm going to Papa. So the Papa says, why? Who says that's what the Braita means? Mimai. Dilma loy hein v'loy bestin. Maybe what the Braita is asking is that if a Roiv did the Miut, rather, did follow the Hara, then neither one is bringing a carbon. There's not going to be a parhelim davar shel tzibur, but also the individuals aren't going to have to bring a carbon.
Individually.
That's
to what we're saying here.
We're arguing that it means that
the will.
We're arguing so far. We're saying that the Chachamim say if only a miut followed the Beis Din, then they have to bring their own individual karbanos. Rav Papa says maybe what the Braita is saying is they don't. There's no parhelim davar, fine, but also they're also potter from bringing their karbanos because the fact is there was a hara. Maybe that's what the Braita means. The answer is no. Because ihochi, if so, my irya de kamahada al rubel lechiyuba. Because in that case, why is the Braita specifically trying to find the case where roiv is chaya? Because what is the Braita doing? The Braita is saying you would think that there could be a case where the roiv is potter, and I'm letting you know that they're still chaya of their own individual karbanos. If lav miklal the miut b'hara kaim alay de mechayvu b'hara, wouldn't it be? It must be because the Braita knows, because the author of this Braita knew for a fact that a miut is chayev in a korban, even if they followed the hara. So therefore, in other words, so the Braita cannot be trying to look for a case where the miut is going to be where the miut is going to be potter, because we knew for a fact that they're always going to be chayev. The Braita took that as a given. The Braita is only asking, is there a case where the Roy will be potter? And the answer is only if there was a Hara, not if there was no Hara. Therefore, we see that the Braita is clearly taking it as a given that the Miut is always going to be Chayiv and a Korban, an individual Korban. Because it doesn't matter whether it was Hara or not. They're always going to be Chayiv and individual Korban.
Because
there was a Miut. Because it was a Miut only who did it.
What
is it? A Miut, a minority of the people.
No, wait a minute. Rav Papa is saying maybe...
Rav Papa argued maybe not.
Maybe not. Most people realize that...
Doesn't matter why most people realize. The fact of the matter, it doesn't matter why exactly it is. The fact remains that only a minority of people ate this chaylev or did whatever.
Okay, but how we...
Rav Papa had argued that maybe the Braita is implying that if it was a miut following Hara, maybe there's no korban tzibur and no korban yachid. But the answer is, since we see that the Braita is specifically trying to find what are the cases where the roiv is chayev, and not even trying to ask what are the cases where the miut is chayev versus its potter, it's taking it as a given that the miut is always chayev. Then there you go, they're always chayev, an individual korbanos. Okay. So the question is, fine, but why doesn't the, so continuing the question rather, why isn't the Braita first looking to see what are the cases with miut is chayev, which would be b'shigas maise, all of a sudden a heder a rubel a chiyuva b'shigas maise, and later on let the Braita tell us, and by the way, also a roiv is going to be chayev, if there was maise without a roiv. Elo, but it didn't do that. It took it as a given that the miut is chayev no matter what.
Yeah, the miut is always chayev.
That's the point. The Braita
That's
the point. The Braita took it as a given that the miut is always chayev, not like Rav Papa is arguing that maybe not.
Right.
Elo loved me the loy
because you said because we didn't try to look
because we didn't try to look
miut was chayev and when the miut
right.
was not chayev.
Elo loved so it must be me the loy meheder al miut mechayev and meshigas meiser. Since in the beginning of the Braita it did not bother to look for a case. What are the cases where the miut are chayev for meiser versus when not? Well, the soif meheder al rubel chiyuv meshigas meiser. But later on the Braita is going and looking for an explicit pasuk that tells us the roiv is chayev for shigas meiser. Shmamina, from this we see miut b'hara chayavin hen. That the miut in hara are always chayav kisbos tiro. They're always going to be chayav their own individual korban, a female sheep or a female goat for each one of them. B'shaloi b'hara, whereas if there was no hara, b'shigas ma'isa chayavin. Then if there was no hara, then also and there was shigas ma'isa, then they're also chayav.
And I suppose
we slugged up for papa, right? This last piece was a little difficult, and there were a couple of the mafarshim, the Cholik Nosan, and some of the other mafarshim over here have various other explanations of exactly how we deduced from the Braita. But the point is that we deduced that the Braita is mainly trying to focus on what the distinction is within the roiv. It's not making a distinction within the miut that one case you chayev, one case you potter. Therefore, not
that's
like
the
a potter.
That's
the proof that the miut is always chayev their own individual kavanas, and therefore we're justified in saying that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in fact disagree on that point, and that our Mishnah goes only according to Rabbi Yehuda and not according to the Chachamim.